business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There are many reasons that businesses will go out of business. The obvious one is that they don't have enough sales, that they're not making a profit, that they're overstaffed, that the business person really doesn't understand business and knows what they're doing, so they just think that doesn't take any work. They don't really pay attention. They have got people that are not efficient and really don't understand their job, and they don't really produce. So there are many reasons that people go out of business, but there are also reasons why successful business people, people who really do have it together and make a profit and go out of business. And one of those reasons, one of the top reasons, is cash flow. Why do business owners encounter cash flow problems? Well, they don't really make cash flow a problem. You need to pay your bills. And if you're doing great business and your people aren't paying you for 30 or 60 or 90 days and you're doing a volume of business, you may not have enough cash to meet the payroll. So you really need to analyze how much cash you need, let's say over 90 or 120 days. Does it take 90 or 120 days for you to collect your receivables? You know, there are people who will pay you in 30 days, and there are people who will pay you in 60 days, and there are people who take forever to pay you, but they always pay you. But yet, the payroll and the light and the internet bill and all the expenses and the taxes need to be paid on time. So first, you should have a line of credit. You form a line of credit when business is good. The bank is always willing to give you a line of credit when business is good. And you have that backup, so if your receivables aren't coming in on time, if you've got more receivables out there than you can imagine, you say to yourself, well, I'm okay because I'll pay this little bit of interest, I'll borrow money for 10 or 15 or 20 days, I'll pay it back, and everything will be fine. You need to understand how much cash you need. Do I need 30 days worth of cash, 60 days, or 90 days? And this is the time to create cash. This is the time to put it away. You know, I talk to people from New York to California all day long, and people are telling me how great business is. They're telling me how busy they are. They're telling me how successful they are. Well, what happens when you're successful? When you're successful, you're making a profit. And what you want to do is you want to guard that profit. Yes, you want to live a good life. You want to take care of your family. You want to have a nice house. You want to drive a nice car. But you want to make sure that you have the appropriate amount of cash in the bank so that you can operate your business. Nothing is more tragic than having a successful business that goes out of business because they can't meet their payroll. They've got more receivables than you can imagine, but the money's not coming in fast enough. The expenses have grown. So now there is a problem. And the problem is there is nowhere for them to get the cash. So what happens? They didn't go broke. They had a profit. They had a good year, but they went broke because they couldn't pay their bills. So be careful that you are looking at your financial statements. Be careful that you understand what it means to have cash.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard.
Understand that cash is the energy of the business that makes it work. Even if you're profitable, even if you have a great backlog of receivables, if it takes time to collect that money, you could be in real trouble if you're not able to weather the storm. Line of credit, building cash when things are good, making sure our expenses are appropriate, and not to have expense creep. What happens is, as we become more successful, we're not really paying attention to our expenses. We're not really paying attention to our staffing, our payroll, and things just get bigger and bigger and bigger. They creep up, the expenses creep up. It's draining our cash, it's draining our profits, but we really weren't aware of it because things were just so good. And we look around and we go, how did this happen? How did our payroll get out of control? How did our expenses get out of control? Because we weren't paying attention. Always be paying attention to your business, be paying attention to your financials, be paying attention to your receivables, and be paying attention to your collectibles. Are your people paying you on? Of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.